All right, it's been 21 years since the Sesame Workshop, the non-profit educational organisation behind Takalani Sesame, launched the South African version of the global smash hit children's show Sesame Street. The show is broadcast in 120 countries with more than 30 international versions in production. And the local version, Takalani Sesame, was recently named Best Children's Programme by the SAFTAs. It's been helping to educate kids across the country since the year 2000. Well, it's just celebrated the launch of its 12th season on SABC2, and this season will continue with its focus on diversity and inclusion while also delivering the message of Ubuntu. Recently, I caught up with Innocent Nkata, who's the managing director of the Sesame Workshop South Africa, to find out more about the success of the show. And I was also joined by a surprise guest, one of the stars of the show, Elmo. Take a listen. Innocent and Elmo, welcome to Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King. It's lovely to have you both. Innocent, if I can start with you. First of all, congratulations, because I know that the show has just picked up the Best Children's Programme at the 2021 SAFTAs. What's the secret to the success of the show?
Good morning, Sarah Jane, and good morning to your listeners as well, and thanks for having us on the program. Mm. Yes, you're definitely right. That was a really amazing moment a few weeks ago to be voted the best children's program. And there are several secrets to that success. The first secret is one of the secrets is on the line. Elmo, you're going to talk to him just now.
Yes.
So the first secret is the wonder of the Muppets themselves, the characters Elmo, Zuzu, Musha, Zikwe, and Kami, who our audiences have known for so many years, the very lovable Muppets. They are just so amazing and such wonderful characters for the children. So they have been the secret to the success of Takalani over the years. The second secret is, I would say, when we compare, with all due respect to all other children's programs, when we compare Takalani to other children's programs, what makes us unique, what makes us stand out, is the fact that Takalani doesn't just entertain, it educates. It's an educational show. So that's what it has been known for so many years. It prepares children to be ready for school. It prepares them to develop skills that they need to continue learning and to cope with all the challenges of life. And then the third one that I would highlight is the fact that it's a trusted show. It's shown, it's trusted by parents. Unlike their other shows that are because of violence or undesirable themes that sometimes parents are not comfortable with their children watching. But with Takalani, every time we speak to parents, when we ask them one of the reasons why they want their children to watch Takalani, they say, because it's a show that I can trust. When my child is watching Takalani, I know that they can only... Everything in there is educational, is beneficial. There is nothing that is detrimental or that can be negative to children's development. So, yeah, there are several of them, but maybe at this point, let me just stop and highlight those three secrets.
It's and I would completely agree with you on that. And if my mum were on the line, although Takalani wasn't around in, it hasn't quite been around for as old as I am, but if my mum were on the line with us now, she would tell you that it was Sesame Street, the original Sesame Street, the US version, that taught me to read. However many, yeah. I don't give away my age, or maybe I should. Probably 37 years ago. And for all the reasons that you've just mentioned, she trusted it. It was educational. The characters were relatable. They were safe, and of course, as we know, the success of the original Sesame Street has been more than four decades. I think the maybe even closer to five. It's broadcast in more than 140 countries. When it first came here as Takalani Sesame Street, were you confident that it would do as well as the original Sesame Street has done?
Absolutely, Sarah Jane, because that was 20 years ago when Takalani launched in 2000 in South Africa. And at that point, Sesame Street itself had was 30 years, 3 decades old. And this street has been growing to different countries. So here's how what happened way back there in 1969. That is also the foundation of that success. Our founders, John Ganz Cooney and Lloyd Morissette, sat down. They were listening to different people. That was at the time when television had just been introduced. And a lot of people were talking about the negativity about that this new box is going to keep our children sitting indoors and not exercising and not playing. But John Ganz Cooney and Lloyd, they asked the fundamental question, could it be possible that this technology can actually be used to educate children for their benefit? And they did some research, which came back with an affirmative answer. And the rest, as they say, is history. That led to the launch of Sesame Street. And 50 years down the line today, the street has expanded to 150 countries. And one of those countries became South Africa 20 years ago, as you said. So there were quite a number of things why we were so confident that it would succeed. One was the fact that it came here by demand. So there was demand from parents, from children, from educational authorities. They specifically approached the Sesame Workshop to say, this wonderful show that you have been distributing and taking to other children across the world, can you please bring it to our children? So that in itself, because it had strong buy-in from the Department of Basic Education and other key players here, was a very important foundation for success. But also because Takalani, when it came here, it just didn't adopt the format of Sesame Street. It became a localized show. It became a truly and proudly South African show. So as you can see, the name of the characters, they were all adopted names, South African names. The look and feel of the show itself, the songs, the stories, that they were completely South Africanized. So it because it was conceptualized and developed and launched as a local production rather than just as an international adaptation, that was also a very big foundation of the success. So in short, from that foundation, when we started, we were always very confident that we were building on a solid foundation. And this was going to be a hit show with children and parents alike.
If you're just joining us this morning, I'm joined on the line by Innocent Mkata, who is from Takalani Sesame, which, of course, has as its origin Sesame Street, which was launched in the US, nearly 5 decades ago now. They've just celebrated a win at the SAFTAs for Best Children's TV Programme. Also going to be joined in just a second by Elmo, of course, one of the inhabitants at Takalani Sesame. Innocent, of one of the things that we've come to love about Takalani Sesame Street is the educational aspect, but also the fact, and also from Sesame Street, that the original program, that it's not afraid to tackle important issues that affect our children and the families of the children that are such big fans of the show. I know that this new season is going to be focusing on diversity and inclusion. What's that going to look like?
Sorry, can you come again, Sarah Jane?
I just wanted to find out, the new season will be focusing on diversity and inclusion. I just wanted to find out a little bit more about what viewers can expect from that.
Okay, all right. So for the new season, as you rightly said, we at Sesame Workshop, at Sesame, we don't hesitate to tackle difficult subjects, but also very important subjects. For the new season, there are three or four things that I would like to highlight. The first one is in the tradition of Takalani being a proudly South African show, with this new series that we recently rebooted and launched last year, we are putting Ubuntu at the center. Mm. So Ubuntu, it's about teaching children the values of the Umtung Umutung Avantu, that is, I am because we are. Mm. So that's about sharing, caring, and living and learning together, respect for others, and diversity, and so forth. So that's a critical piece. Ubuntu runs through the entire show, complete with a new Ubuntu song that we launched last year as well. And then secondly to that is related to that is the theme of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So as you know, South Africa is a rainbow nation. We truly celebrate the diversity of the people of South Africa. But at the same time, we know that it hasn't been easy. There is still a lot of challenges facing the fact that we are different. We see those conflicts in different places, whether it's in the media, even in schools as well.
That was my conversation with Innocent Nkata of the Sesame Workshop, celebrating the 12th season of Takalani Sesame.